Sandy Music Hall with a surprise guest. Good evening. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to the Amos and Andy Music Hall. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here transcribed are your hosts for tonight and for every night, Monday through Friday, the creators of Amos and Andy, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll.
Hello, I'm Freeman Gosden.
And I'm Charles Correll. Tonight, over at the Amos and Andy Music Hall, the Kingfish has lined up a very special guest. But so far, he's kept it a secret from Amos and Andy. Guys, do you have any idea who it is?
Not the slightest, Charlie, so let's drop over to the large hall and see if we can find out who the Kingfish has for a mystery guest.
Good evening, folks. This is George Kingfish Stevens at the Amos and Andy Music Hall, where tonight I was bringing you a special mystery guest who I know you is all going to be happy to hear from once again. Well, Kingfish, I think you ought to at least tell me and Andy who the mystery guest is.
Yeah, ain't you going to identify him for us?
No, Andy, but I guarantee you when he walk in the door there, he's going to be someone that you and all our listeners is going to be happy to meet again. Ain't no sense of pumping me no further here, because I ain't going to tell you. So let's go on with the show.
Yes, Andy, what is the first record you got for us tonight?
Well, let me squint at the thing here. Crazy About Your Baby, sung by the Crew Cuts.
Oh, yeah, that's a cute number. Them boys has got nice voices, too.
Yeah, but tell me this. What is this I keep noticing on the records here? Say, 45 RPM. What is that RPM business?
RPM? Well, Andy, let's take it one at a time. Let's take the R. R stands for revolutions. You know what a revolution is, don't you?
Oh, sure. They is always going on in South America.
No. This is a revolution like going around. Like the earth revolves around the sun.
No fooling. How long has that been going on?
Oh, listen, Andy, look here. I done been a friend of yours for a long time, and I want to tell you something. In the future, if there's any little thing on the record that you don't understand or that bothers you in any way, I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, Kingfish. What is that?
Just shut your big fat mouth and play the record.
What is you talking about? You sound like I'm ignorant or something. I know what I'm doing every minute. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the Crew Babies singing Baby About You Crazy.
Crazy about your baby, no one else on the show. Give me all your love and all that you can afford. Let me keep you always ever to be adored. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby. I want you all of my time. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby. I want you all of my time.
Now the time has come, my honey, will you please be my wife? I will take care of you the rest of your life. I'm going to spend a lot of money, household for two. A cottage in the country for just me and you.
Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. I want you all of my time.
Crazy about
you, baby. Man, I'm crazy about you, baby.
Don't you want to do? Crazy about you, baby. I'm just born with joy. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all of my time.
After we are married, we will raise a family. All the plans we had before will fit for duty. Spend it ever humble in a lonely way.
If we're to be so fortunate for this be the day.
Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby.
baby, aren't you all on my side?
Sifting the ignorance out of Mr. Brown's introduction, that was the Cusack singing Crazy About Your Baby.
Say, Kingfish, ain't you going to tell us yet who our mystery guest is tonight?
Well, you'll see soon enough, Andy, and there ain't no sense of being curious. Curiosity can get you in a lot of trouble, like Sapphire's brother Leroy. He was working for a construction company this summer, and curiosity got the best of him. He stuck his head under the pile driver to see what made it work. Now, every time it rains, the top of his head looks like a bird bath.
I seen him at a party. Some of the fellas was using him for an ashtray.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next record we're going to play is a favorite of mine. It's one of Bing Crosby's. I guess over the years, our friend Mr. Crosby has had more hits than anyone else in the business. Everyone has got his favorite Bing Crosby record, and just recently, the Decca people has done put all of Bing's great hits together in one album. And right now, I'd like you to hear one that has been a big favorite of mine ever since he sung it in Going My Way.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you'll meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Gentlemen, the Kingfish still ain't told us who his mystery guest is tonight, and I guess there ain't no chance of finding it out of him. You got any inkling who it is, Andy?
No, Amos. I've been inkling in my mind for the past half hour. Every ink I come up with is the wrong ink. When the Kingfish want to keep something quiet, he makes a clam look like a blabbermouth. What is the next record we got there for the folks, Amos?
It's a K-Star record. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss K-Star has had many hits, and they're usually not a tune that everybody else can do. They seem to be tailor-made just to fit her. Listen to her now as she sings, Am I a Toy or a Treasure?
Am I a toy or a dangle on a string? Or is your love for me a rare and precious thing? Oh, will I be yours to cherish forever or thrown away one thoughtless day? Am I to be a here to stay thing, or just another plaything? Am I a toy or a treasure to you? That you dangle on a string, or is your love for me a rare and precious thing? Oh, will I be yours to cherish forever or thrown away one fabulous day?
There wasn't no doubt about that. That was Miss Kay Stahl with Am I a Toy or a Treasure?
Listen, Kingfish, you ain't told us yet who our mystery guest is tonight.
Kingfish, who is it? Well, like I told you, boys, the man was one of the biggest stars that ever hit the radio and music business. He retired a few years ago, and the reason I done invited him over tonight is that people is always saying, I wonder what ever happened to him. Or they was crazy about him, too.
Well, I don't know about these surprises. Last Halloween at the Masquerade Ball, I was dancing with a cute little thing in the ballerina costume.
Oh, you were, huh?
Oh, yeah. I whispered sweet nothings into her ear all evening. Then, when she unmasked at midnight, she turned out to be old Mr. Wilson, the chicken plucker down at the butcher's door. You ain't got no old chicken plucker coming over here tonight, is you, Kingfish?
Who's not, Andy? Well, I was just as anxious as our listeners to find out who it is. After all, I...
Evening, folks. How y'all?
Why, it is Mr. K. Kaiser.
Yeah, the old professor himself.
Well, Mr. Kaiser, it certainly is a pleasure to welcome you back on the air. Tell me something. I know our listeners would be interested to know what you think of the progress in the music business since you retired.
Well, I don't know. When I left the business, they were singing bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Now everyone's going around singing shaboom, shaboom. This is progress.
Well, Miss Kaiser, guess what has you been doing since you retired?
Well, I've been taking it easier than a flea on a three-legged hound dog. First, I took my wife, Georgia, and our three little girls back to my old stamping grounds down at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You went to school there. That's your old alma mater.
That's right. You're right. I started my professional career as a cheerleader there. And then I formed my own band right there on the campus.
Right there at the school, huh?
Yeah. I was North Carolina's way of striking back at Fred Waring.
Well, you say you was back there at the university. I know you was a professor on the radio. Is you professing around the place down there, too?
Well, I do have a plethora of professorial perspicacity, but as yet I haven't made it with the Tweed and Meerschaum set.
Yeah, well, if that means anything like a sound, you really said a mouthful.
Right now, I'm acting as TV consultant to the university. They're going on the air with an educational television station, and so I'm kind of sitting in on policy and programming, but I'm not appearing.
Well, all along, I kind of had an idea that you retired, Mr. Kaiser, because when I tuned in to College of Musical Knowledge on television Sunday night, You was a short fella playing a guitar.
No, Andy, that was Tennessee Ernie. He's a great entertainer, and I think he's done a swell job taking over for the old professor.
Well, Mr. Kaiser, every once in a while we hear the rumor that you is going to run for governor or senator or something like that down in North Carolina. Is there any truth to that?
No, I'm afraid not. When it comes to any official title, I'm not running for, I'm running from.
Well, I think it was something. You're retiring and taking your wife and three lovely children and going back to your hometown.
Well, Amos, I've been working pretty hard for a long time, and I thought I kind of wanted to just take a little time off and get to know my family.
Well, I know that if you ever does decide to get back in show business, there'll always be a warm spot in the public's heart for a man with your great talent.
Thank you, Amos. It's been a real pleasure dropping in here and gyrating my gums with three old friends like you boys.
Well, Miss Carter, we know that you done made a lot of records, and many of them was real big hits, but what is your favorite record of all the records you ever made?
Now, don't put me on the spot. I have a lot of favorites, but I did bring one of them along with me tonight. Here it is. Who Wouldn't Love You?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mr. K. Kaiser's favorite record, Who Wouldn't Love You?
Come on, Chiller. Here's Dan.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you just wink your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't fight the west side of heaven if you wink your eyes? You're the answer to my every prayer, my darling. Who wouldn't love you? And who wouldn't care? Love you, who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
Certainly was a pleasure having Mr. K. Kaiser drop in on it. Here is the Ames Brothers' latest hit, Hopelessly.
Hopelessly, I long for you. With a heart that's breaking in two, I love you so. Even though I don't stand a chance, hopelessly I dream of you.
come true. I'm alone, so alone, with my lost romance.
There's one thing in this world that only broken hearts can learn.
There's nothing in this world so lonely as loving and not being loved in return.
Jealousy, you played a part, fooling me right from the start,
leaving me just to be hopelessly in love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to shut up shop here at the music hall this evening.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we is looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night when our guests will be two of your favorite people, Mr. George Burns and Miss Gracie Allen.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow night.
Sandy Music Hall will be presented again tomorrow night at this same time. Our guests will be George Burns and Gracie Allen. This is Arnold Wilcox inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday. The Amos and Andy Music Hall transcribed is produced by Sam Pierce and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier.
This Sunday night, Amos and Andy return to the Star's Address for another season of their regular Sunday night broadcasts. Be sure to join us here at CBS Radio for fun with Amos and Andy, the Kingfish, Sapphire, and all your favorites of the Amos and Andy Show, returning this Sunday night. Stay tuned now for Mr. Keene, which follows 5 minutes of news. She rings the bell for fun, Eve Arden, as our Miss Brooks, Sunday nights on the CBS Radio Network.